Stay tuned to WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM and WUSB.FM on the web. We're in our fall fundraising drive. You can either call us at 632-6901 or go to the website WUSB.FM/pledge, or just click the word pledge on the far left side. Please be generous.
And you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook somehow. It's 2 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time, once again, for Off the Wall. Good evening. That was the whole theme. We played the whole theme today. Miss Edison just walked out, but Chris and Finn are here.
Oh, I'm here.
I walked back
hey
in.
There.
Okay.
As much airtime as I can.
I just discovered, because we're trying to fix a piece of equipment here with a nickel, because you can do that around here, and I discovered that nickels look different. They have a different face on the front. Apparently Obama changed nickels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys know about this? I didn't know about this.
I never got the memo.
The whole economy.
I think it was done in the middle of the night and approved when we were all sleeping.
I don't spend a lot of time looking at nickels, granted, but still, this is something. This is huge. Look at this. I mean, that's the same guy, right? The same guy with the...
It's the same guy.
The dreadlocks,
same
guy. Whatever that
yeah,
is.
Same fellow.
All right.
Different angle.
But they could stick Reagan on one of these, and I'd be surprised by that, too.
Or a socialist.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, okay, so, well, we have a crowd here today. I'm just not in the mood to do radio, so I'm glad you guys are here. I could leave. we do have a piece we're going to play and ask people to call in and pledge and things like that. Do you think it's worthwhile?
Yeah, I think we should ask people because, you know, we are in dire straits. Our board did collapse last week. People tend to forget that. It's just
we were in dire straits. Wouldn't that be cool? We could just go out on tour and raise
yeah,
money.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Play songs that we've known for our entire lives now. And
maybe that's the answer. We just need, like, a gig.
Yeah, and other people set up the equipment for us, and we just, like, go out there and mouth the words and come back in and... Hello, check.
At least try before the lawyers get involved. And,
that's not the case here. We need people to call in and make the pledge support. 632-6901 is the number. If you don't know it by now...
631.
632-6901. Sometimes I say WUSB, which is 9872. It all goes to the same place.
Yeah.
So don't be confused by that. We've got two premiums tonight. Well, we've got a lot of premiums, actually. We've got the ones that we usually have for USB paraphernalia. But we have, because a couple of people wrote in saying that they would pledge for the full Hope set, which is every single talk that was given at the last Hope in full DVD quality, for a pledge of $150. Yeah, that's 100 talks.
$150. Are they on DVD?
They are on DVD, yes. And region-free, too. They'll play in Botswana, if you
Zanzibar.
Have to go there. Zanzibar, too. And all the other countries in the world. We have another version. We have a $75 version of that, too, which is just one speaker. But we'll get into why that one speaker is special in just a little bit.
It's one speaker. Just one. Explain one speaker.
Well, one person.
One
person does it.
Instead of stereo.
It does a lot of talking.
It's just not a one speaker. That could be very annoying.
No, that would be annoying. But he does a lot of talking.
Not that we haven't had that happen.
Yeah. You won't have that happen with these, though, because we recorded on both channels. So that's not a problem. We remembered this.
631.
632.
6901.
I don't see that phone ringing. But then again, I guess we haven't really given them much material. You guys were at... The Hope Conference. Well, a couple of you were anyway.
Yeah, explain what the Hope Conference is because some people aren't hip to the
guys. It's
the
Hackers on Planet Earth. It's a biannual conference. Biannual as opposed to biannual. I think I got it right. Biannual is the one that happens every 2 years, right? Not the one that happens twice a year. We don't
sure.
have it twice a year. It happens every 2 years. On even years in July, that's when
you'll find... No, biannual, I think, is what it is. Biennial is...
Twice a year.
Don't make me go to Wikipedia. I'll do it.
Whatever. It's every 2 years.
Where's the the Whitney Biennial is every 2 years. They don't
have to reprint a whole bunch of things. Yeah, okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's every 2 years, and it happened this year. But you don't have to bash your head against the wall because you missed it because, well, we have all the talks on video, on DVD. And even if you were there, there's no way you could have seen all the talks.
No.
Impossible. And you can go online right now and look for those talks in our own store, and you'll see that they're more than twice the price as what we're offering them for as a thank you today for supporting the radio station. So not only are you supporting the radio station, but you're getting something for less than half what it normally costs.
What are some of the topics that are covered? Because you just say hackers, and people just
yeah,
well, like how to wire things in the back of their computer, and they might not be interested in that.
I'm going to go to the website, all right, and read off some of the titles of the talks, because... Well, there are just so many.
And plus, even you didn't get to see all the talks, obviously.
Obviously not, no. And this is a way to find out if they were any good.
I think the person who made the DVD is probably the only person who saw all the talks. And even then, they probably skimmed through them.
That's right.
Well, that wasn't one person either. It was a bunch of people because there were three rooms going on at the same time. And that makes things rather challenging, to say the least. Okay, so let's see. What do we have here? We have Combat Robots, Then and Now. Fighting Robots, been around since the first Gearhead figured out that it was really fun to smash thousands of dollars worth of metal and electronics together in the name of sports. So you have a whole talk about that. I have a talk about computer forensics, how easy is it to end up with illegal content on your computer, things like that. Talks about DARPA funding for hackers, the controversy about hackers taking Defense Department money to pursue projects of various sorts.
I didn't even know they did that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
It's a big thing. There's all kinds of controversy and conflict going on. All sorts of panel discussions and technical tutorials and various things like that. Like I said, about 100 talks. And they're all yours for a pledge of $150. But you got to call before 7 o'clock, 631-632-6901.
That's exclusive to this particular show and this particular time zone.
That's right, because none of these people in the room now can offer it on their shows.
No.
I'm taking these DVDs back with me, and that's it, because we couldn't afford to do this otherwise. Everybody would want them 24 hours a day. Yeah.
631-632-6901.
I think I have to play an excerpt. It's more than an excerpt. It's a feature, actually. This is one of the guys this is the guy I was talking about, actually. Steve Rambam, who is a private eye, has been coming to all the HOPE conferences since the very first one. And he tells people how much is known about them, how much surveillance is done on everyday people, how easy it is to find out anything about anybody. And it's a real this alone is worth the amount of the pledge. But you'll get this 3-hour talk, yes, 3-hour talk, plus all the other talks with this particular conference for a pledge of $150. Or if you just want to get Steve Rambam's talks from all the HOPE conferences, a pledge of $75 will get you those. And
from every single conference from.
Actually, from 1997. He was at 1994, but he didn't speak at 1994. Or if he did, we didn't catch it on video. But every other conference, yeah, and that's 7 conferences right there. That's 8 conferences that he is speaking at, because this is number 9, and he didn't speak at the first one. So, so that's your choice, $75 or $150, or other amounts if you want WUSB things. 631?
632-6901.
Wow, we're getting good at
this. Give us a call right now, because if you like anything that you hear on Off the Wall, anything that you hear on WUSB, please give us a call, show support for the station, but call right now in order to take advantage of these great HOPE conference premiums.
631-632-6901.
I was going to say that, but yeah, okay. and we're going to play an excerpt from Steve Rambam now. It's not the full 3 hours, obviously, but it's a taste. You'll get a sense as to just what one of the talks is like. That you'll get 100 of for a pledge of $150. And again, if you just want Steve's talks, $75 gets you those. 631-632-6901.
Exclusively on this show.
All right, let's go back to July of this year.
Hello? Can you hear this? Okay, great. My name is Steve Rambam, and as I was just reminded, I have had the great pleasure of speaking at every single HOPE since the very first one. Which means that I have been speaking at HOPE conferences since before some of the people in this room were born. As frightening a thought as that is. And I will try not to come off as a crotchety old semi-hacker. I've also been giving this talk since 97. In 97, Emmanuel came to me and said, we really would like a different point of view. We'd like the investigator's point of view. And I gave it a lot of thought and surveyed my colleagues, all of whom essentially said, don't do it. Don't go. These people are criminals. They're miscreants. They are people... They are on the other side of the aisle, so to speak. And having had been to the HOPE in 94, I knew quite well that wasn't true. Except maybe for the guy in disguise in the front row. There's a guy, you can't see this, but there's a guy sitting here wearing, stand up, don't be shy. He's wearing a Groucho Marx nose and glasses sitting in the front row. So except for him. That's right. It may not be a disguise. So I spoke in 97, and it was wonderful. And as I've since discovered, there is a real similarity between myself and my colleagues and the people who come to the Hope conferences. You are essentially very, very aggressive investigators. You want to get down to the root level in cyberspace, and I want to get root in meat space. And there's not a whole lot of difference there. You want to find things out, you want to know what's what, so do investigators. And I have to tell you, when I come to these conferences the next day, I have an IQ about 20 points higher than when I came to the conference. It's just wonderful coming here. So now, after 18 years, it's like being with family. And I'm glad to be here. We are going to... Thanks, brother. We are going to cover today a less of a tour de horizon than I normally do. For those of you who were here in 2008, 2010, 2006 and a half at the Stevens Conference, because as some of you know, my talk in 2006 was interrupted, let's say. Anybody who's attended my talk at the last few Hopes knows that I typically have a privacy victim and a specific investigation that I put up on the screen, and I show you how it's done and how the fact that privacy is dead is used by investigators. We're not going to do that this year, but I do want to, before I forget, I want to thank Casey, Andy Triboletti, Nick Daly, Ejoy James, Jorge Loco, probably not a real name, and WebDog, definitely not a real name, for volunteering as privacy victims. Unfortunately, they volunteered within the past few days, and I just didn't have sufficient time to do a worthwhile proctology exam on them. So there will be no privacy victim. There will, however, be some actual case studies. For those of you that have attended this talk, the first 5 minutes are going to be repetitive. For those of you that haven't, let me tell you what this is about. Because of the changes in surveillance technologies, because of the changes in computing power, because of the changes in database aggregation, most of all because of 9/11, it is now possible, starting with any piece of information, anything, a telephone number, a license plate, an email address, a photograph, any single piece of information, it is possible to grab a string and pull and pull and pull and end up with a person's entire life, down to the level of what they think, what they believe, what they do, who their family is, who their friends are, where they were yesterday, where they were the day before, where they are right now, who they hang out with, everything, without leaving your desk. It's almost, surveillance teams are almost superfluous now. They're not yet, thank God, or I would be eating cat food, but, and please, no cat meme jokes now. It is possible from any piece of information to get a name, address, a phone number, a date of birth, a social security number, all of the obvious things and some not obvious things, photos, sexual orientation, race, religion, politics, hobbies, habits, medical history, not a problem. There are massive aggregated medical databases now. Where you work, what your salary is, your criminal history, all the lawsuits you've been involved in as a plaintiff, a defendant, a witness, real property, everything you've ever purchased and everywhere you've ever gone and everything you've ever done that is in a marketing database. And as we're going to discuss, this is not because people want to invade your privacy. It's because people want to sell you things. Your information is worth money. Your privacy is not being invaded today by Big Brother. It's being invaded by Big Marketer. And we're going to talk about that. One of the biggest changes is the ability to track your physical location. I'm sorry I came in at the tail end of the previous talk. I heard them talking about surveying cell phones with a drone in a wide area. This is something that is done routinely now. I can tell you that everybody that attended an Occupy Wall Street protest and didn't turn their cell phone off or put it, and sometimes even if they did, the identity of that cell phone has been logged, and everybody who was at that demonstration, whether they were arrested, not arrested, whether their photos were ID'd, whether an informer pointed them out, it's known they were there anyway. This is routine. I can tell you that if you go into any police station right now in the city of New York, the first thing they do is tell you, oh, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to bring a cell phone in there. We'll hold it for you. Not a joke. And by the way, it's a legitimate investigatory technique. But cell phones are now the little snitch in your pocket. Cell phones tell me where you are, what you do, who you talk to, everybody you associate with. Cell phone tells me intimate details of your life and character, including, were you at a demonstration? Did you attend a mosque? Did you demonstrate in front of an abortion clinic? Did you get an abortion? No heckling, please. Oh, thought we were going to have to pull his cell phone. Today, we are not going to talk about government databases. We're not going to talk about Big Brother. Frankly, Big Brother is an amateur. I can tell you, just on the topic of drones, these people are talking about 4,000 drone hours. I can tell you a year being flown by CBP, by Customs and Border Patrol. And by the way, they left out a whole bunch of agencies. Every federal agency is using drones now. Even Environmental Protection Agency is using drones. Private industry is flying 20 drone hours for every governmental drone hour. Everything that the government is doing, private industry is doing better and more extensively. We are going to cover today only open source and only privately held stuff. No governmental databases. What we're especially going to cover is the information that you contribute. You know, it's too late for a wake-up call for most of the people in this room because everything there is to know about everyone in this room has already been gathered and indexed and distributed and amalgamated and cross-referenced. But you need to know what's going on. If you are going to give up your information, you should at least be doing it openly, knowingly. Now, when I come and I give these talks to non-law enforcement groups, and I typically do a one- or two-day full session on this topic for law enforcement, and I teach them how to use open source information, how to use marketing databases, how to use proprietary information to do their job better. I am an investigator. I think that there are legitimate reasons for law enforcement and investigators to have access to this stuff. Legitimate reasons, good reasons, reasons to the benefit of everyone in this room. But I'm a little schizophrenic on this issue. On one hand, everyone in this room gives up their name, their address, their social security number, their date of birth, where they go, what they do, where they hang out, their photos. They check in everywhere and they tweet from everywhere and they do Facebook updates from everywhere. And I can do my investigation of you without leaving my office. And by the way, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But on the other hand, I'm an American. And it creeps me out as an American that there is this much information available. So I'm really on a knife's edge here. I'm a little schizophrenic about this. And I decided that the most honorable thing to do and the most appropriate thing to do is to not have an opinion. when I give this talk. I am not going, and I say this every time I talk at Hope and everywhere else, I am not going to tell you what to think. I am hopefully going to tell you what to think about. And I'm going to give you all the information so you can make up your own mind. Today, we are not going to do the full Monty. We are going to concentrate on these areas here. Google, Facebook, and the colonization of the Internet, cell phones, GPS and tracking, profiling, cameras and drones and the things related to that, and de-anonymization. Is that me? Hello? All right, that's not good either. How's that? We have liftoff. Okay. These are the... That's not working.
While Steve is figuring out the microphone situation, let me give out the phone number one more time, 631-632-6901. You can get this talk plus 99 others, all on DVDs, from the Hope Conference, which took place this July. And if you are just a Steve Rambam fan and you want to learn everything there is to know about privacy and surveillance and things like that over the years, a pledge of $75 will get you all of his talks from 1997 to the present. Again, a pledge of $150 gets you every single talk from the most recent conference, which took place this July. And $75 will get you all of the Steve Rambam talks over 8 conferences. 631-632-6901. This offer expires in exactly 24 minutes.
Enough time to take a few questions. By the way, this year, no T-shirts. I'm giving away covert surveillance devices to the people who ask good questions. It just seems a little more fitting. And believe it or not, as an example of where technology is, these are actually cheaper than T-shirts now. No fooling. These are pretty good ones. They'll record for 2 hours, little mini chip, full video and audio, and they cost about $13 on eBay, which is cheaper than a good printed Hanes T-shirt. Frightening. So we're going to cover these things, and I'm going to... God damn it. Okay, how about...
Use this mic.
I like
the wired mic.
Yeah,
the
problem.
Yes, I get antsy. I like to walk around.
Is this mic working? Can you hear me?
Let me point out that these videos are not edited in any way. So you will see all kinds of fun things happen, but Steve does move to a wired mic, so this static will go away. And for the entire 3-hour talk, you will... learn all kinds of things.
Be very suspicious.
Please join the people on the phone now, 631-632-6901.
Yeah.
Pledge of $75, you'll get this 3-hour talk. You'll get the 3-hour talk from the conference before this, and many, many hours of Steve Rambam telling you all about technology, surveillance, spying, things like that. And you'd be surprised how much you can learn from a talk that's 10 years old, but this talk is only a couple of months old, so you'll see how things have changed over the years, and you'll see what was predicted and what might lie ahead. Again, a pledge of $75 gets you all of his talks from all 8 conferences. A pledge of $150 gets you every single talk from the last conference in July. It's 100 talks from all sorts of different people on various hacker topics. 631-632-6901. Again, this runs out in 22 minutes.
This guy was following me, and I said, look, we can ride together. The guy rolled up the window and drove off. And by the way, you know, I'm not saying that I actually felt like a jerk afterwards. I mean, these guys are my colleagues, for better or worse. So I kind of felt bad. And I regularly work with federal agencies, but it was just, I guess, so insulting to them that 2 days later, they came in here, and there was a hole in the Hope schedule. Okay, back to the serious stuff. I am going to go through this like a speed freak for about 2.5 hours. We are going to cover these primary topics. We're going to leave some time for Q&A. I have here with me today Bruce Sackman, who is the director of the Society of Professional Investigators, who is a remarkable expert in his own right on all things detective-related. and he's going to help me with the Q&A, and then Bruce and I are going to go, not sure where, somebody should probably tell me, down to the sixth floor somewhere where they've given us a room, and we've got an hour to do anything that anybody wants, talk to you privately, answer questions, you can come and play with my databases, whatever you want. So, onward and upward. Here is how it used to be, back in the Stone Age. You would have a phone number, and then you would get a name and address, and then a date of birth and a social security number, and then addresses, family, POE, business, corporations, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. Each would be a separate step until finally you had, and by the way, this was considered at one time a pretty darn good BI, background investigation. This is now a starting point, and you don't need to do this. Today, you immediately take a phone number, and you get a comprehensive report. All of this is cross-referenced. All of this is linked. Every private investigator, every bail recovery agent, every security expert, every law enforcement officer can plug in any one piece of data, and immediately it sucks in all the cross-referenced data. The problem is sometimes it's not accurate, but that's another story. So here's what's changed in the past 15 years. First of all, computing power and speed. I can now run out of my office, and do run out of my office, a network that is faster, more powerful, bigger database, does more than what the FBI had 20 years ago. And that's literally true. Storage costs dropping to zero. You can go to Office Max and get a 3-terabyte drive. A 3-terabyte drive. For $169. When I started out as an investigator, private investigator, I had a 128K floppy drive in a Mac. 3-terabyte drive, $169, beyond anybody's wildest imagination. Very important. Everything, does this actually work? Yeah, not well. Everything is now digital from point of origin. You don't have to key things in. You don't have to scan things in. Everything is digital from the get-go. You charge something on a credit card, it's immediately in a database. You make a telephone... You've got to be kidding. Next cell phone, show you a few tricks. Everything is cross-referenced. Everything is digital from the get-go. OCR, even old documents, they can take a sheet-feeding scanner. I have in my office called something called a Fujitsu ScanSnap. I take 100 pieces of double-sided paper, put it in there, press a button, walk away. It scans it in. It OCRs it, machine-readable, indexes it. I come back. I put it in the shredder. It's as if it was originally typed into the computer. Everything gets sucked in now. Routine cross-referencing. There's a conspiracy here. Oh, okay. They're preparing for the drones. I mean, this is a perfect example. This is an ad that I found. This is the hard disk you've been waiting for. 10 meg for $3,400. This used to be the routine. Now, big data. Everything is in a database. So the big issue is, how do you manage it? And by the way, this is an enormous problem for the government. Every time there's a terrorist attack or every time there's an incident, the U.S. government goes and they see that they had advanced knowledge of it. They had communications discussing it. They had the players in the conspiracy recorded or surveilled or in a database somewhere. The problem was, there's so much stuff. They can't get to it. If the government tried to index everything and analyze everything, they would need tens of thousands, literally, of more analysts. That's the big problem. So now you're seeing enormous advances in processing big data, whereas 100 data sets went into something 10 years ago, now you have a million data sets going in. I can tell you The Department of Homeland Security informed Congress that they save every year 2.4 trillion trillion events. 2.4 trillion, trillion events. And that's just Department of Homeland Security. You have things now like poor man's supercomputers running off of Hadoop, running off of everything else, where the processing power is amazing. Now, cell phones. We're going to talk a lot about cell phones, but cell phones are the big game changer. Cell phones are more important than anything else. Cell phones allow me to look into your life, into your activities, second by second. There are creating the private industry, for strictly commercial purposes, although it's used by government, are creating new searching and indexing techniques, photo analysis, facial recognition, license plate readers, which we're going to talk about, video to text. I can take a video, feed it in, and it will send me a text saying, car drove down the street, made a left, here's the license plate, without me ever watching that video. It'll tell me there's a meeting, there's a fight, there's a romantic encounter. All of these are things that computers can now recognize. Cameras. Cameras are a big, big, big deal. I can tell you that it is possible for me now to take a picture. Oh, that reminds me. Hold on. I should be filming. I should be filming you all. You're filming me, so now I'm filming you. Okay. By the way, I'm not kidding. If you donated $75 to the Hope WBAI fundraiser, you got one of these. This is the one that's left over, so I figured I'd play with it. I can take a picture right now, boom, take a picture of this room. Darkness doesn't matter. Focus doesn't matter. Distance doesn't matter. There are cameras that have sufficient pixels, sufficient sensitivity, and sufficient ways of taking photos where it'll take a photo that's across the entire focusing spectrum, across the entire exposure spectrum, that I can, after the fact, a year from now, refocus the photo, reshoot the photo, essentially, and pick out a guy in the back, run him through a facial recognition program, and have his name. You'll see that actually being done. Precision target marketing. Most of this comes down to people want to sell you stuff. They want to take the right item and shove it at the right people who are really interested in it. So they want to know everything about you. And some of the stuff that they are able to extrapolate out is just amazing. The thing you need to keep in mind during this talk and in general, the data being gathered about you is not, for most of you, is not because somebody thinks you're a terrorist or a miscreant or a bad guy. It's not because of a security issue. It's not, and I hate this phrase because it's always bullshit when they say it's for your convenience. These three things are never true. It's because people want to make money off your eyeballs and your credit card and your email and so on and so forth. Finally, nothing is ever thrown away. Now, when I went to college, I was a chemistry student. I wanted to be a doctor. I was actually, God help me, in a pre-med program. And every chemistry course I took, they would say, this is so-and-so's law, this is this and that law, so-and-so's theorem. I've decided I am going to name some laws. So today you're going to hear about Rambam's first law, Rambam's second law. But here we have Hoover's Law. Nothing is ever thrown away. There is no forgetting. Nothing ever disappears. Every photo, every drunken post, every horrible Facebook post that you make. And by the way, I don't know if you heard about this, but last week, new change in how Facebook does business. You can, there's good news and there's bad news, as there always is with Facebook. And the balance is always you're getting screwed by Zuckerberg. But no, you'll see. The good news is you can go in and edit comments now after the time is up. If you say, did you see that girl with Bob? She was so fat. You could go and say, did you see that girl with Bob? What a sweetheart. More of her to love. But anybody can click on all your changes now. Not only can you change it, but the new comment And the change is in there. Now, a lot of people, I mean, it's a notorious form of trolling. You put up something, somebody puts in some really crazy comment, you change your original post and they look like a knucklehead. Now that can't happen. Your original post will be there. But Zuckerberg is so determined to keep everything you do, not just your timeline, but the timeline of your comments, that all the previous iterations of the comment are in there. But, so you get drunk and somebody takes a strange picture, never goes away. This is my favorite one. I want to tell you these are real pictures. The one thing that I've been dying to do...
Obviously, you cannot see the pictures on the radio, but you can see them on your DVD player or on your computer when you get this DVD set of Steve Rombaum talks. You'll get every talk that he has given at every Hope Conference since 1997 for a pledge of $75 to 631-632-6901. And if you really want to experience Hope... And loud squeaking noises. Thank you, Finn. If you really want to experience Hope, then pledge $150, and you'll get every single talk from Hope Number 9, which took place this July in New York City. It really was a fantastic conference. All kinds of talks and panels were presented, and it really was an experience like you would not believe in this country that so many people came together with so many different theories and facts and just innovations, and it's just a great sensation to witness that. But you can have it all. 631-632-6901.
You only have about 9 minutes left to get this set because Emmanuel will not let me give it away on my show next. 631-632-6901.
Don't you think you should get that, Finn? The phone is ringing. And Finn is running out. Wow, look at him go. Into the other studio to answer that phone. And if more people call in, then that means that Finn will have to juggle phone lines. And that's always fun to see. Our phone number is 631-632-6901, but the main reason to call in, obviously, is to keep WUSB going. We're donating these sets of DVDs. We have a robot that, actually right now, the robot is making the DVDs from last week. It's great. It's technology at work. You see it, going really hard, trying to catch up and eventually getting there. What was I going with that? We have a lot of DVDs to print, and we'll be printing more, obviously, over the next week or so. The point is, yes, we donated these to the radio station because we believe in WUSB, and WUSB is a place where so many people come together to share ideas and thoughts and different music and perspectives and things like that. And, yeah, I have to say that there probably wouldn't be, and this is a fact, there probably wouldn't be a Hope Conference were it not for WUSB, because WUSB is where the whole 2600 culture got started. Yeah, way back when, in the 80s. That's where the ingredients were kind of mixed together. And, of course, 2600 led to bigger things, such as the Hackers on Planet Earth series, and all kinds of other things sprung from that as well. So a small radio station in the middle of Long Island without any commercials can actually have a profound effect on culture in many, many ways. This is only one way. I can't even begin to list the number of people who have been through the doors over the years and have been touched in one way or another. You can help keep that spirit alive, 631-632-6901. Your pledge goes a long way to keeping equipment working, to keeping the transmitter doing what it does, and to keep the online stream going, and just to have this place here for future generations is more valuable than I think any of us can even imagine.
And we have just about 6 minutes left. We'd like to thank Phil in Rocky Point for giving us a call, and Ian in Sound Beach for giving us a call, making some very nice, very generous pledges. They're getting all kinds of different DVD sets. Give us a call right now. Join them. Help support WUSB Stony Brook. Help support Off the Wall. Give us a call.
631-632-6901. And, you know, I noticed that the calls we've been getting are mostly local. I know there are people on the Internet that are listening. If you're listening live, that is. If you're listening on delay, well, we can't offer this package past 7 p.m. Eastern time on this day, October 2nd. But You can call and support the station and get WUSB shirts and mugs and all the other fun things that we have here. But if you're listening now and you're on the Internet, you can call in, too. Yeah, country code 1 if you're overseas. 631-632-6901. That's the phone number. It's very simple. And what we do is we take your name, and if you have a credit card you want to give us, then we'll take that. Or if you want us to send you a bill, we'll do that as well. But again, for $150, you'll get all the talks from the Hope Conference. And I should point out, we offered this just once, as Finn tears for the phone again. Sorry, Finn. I feel guilty getting calls coming in. Yeah, we offered this at the other radio station, and it was gone, and we had, I think, 20 total, because we were out of our minds, and the conference had just ended, and we got rid of them in about a half hour, I think. People just, and people calling after that, begging, pleading for more of these things. Unfortunately, we didn't have any more to give at that point until now. Yeah, and until the next 5 minutes. Then it's not around anymore. Then we got to do something else because, well, the robot can only make so many DVDs. That's the thing. So, again, just to sum it up one more time, and then I'm going to get out of here. For a pledge of $75, you'll get every talk that the speaker you just heard has given at the 8 Hope conferences that he has appeared at. And he often speaks for much longer than 1 hour, so you'll get quite a few talks from him, including the one that followed the Hope Conference where he was arrested by federal authorities, and we had to give the talk a few months later in New Jersey so that he could actually present what he wanted to say. You know, you got to stick with people until the crisis is over, and we did that in that particular case. So that's another 3-hour talk there. So you get all these really detailed talks from Steve Rombaugh for a pledge of only $75, 631-632-6901. But again, if you want the entire conference that just happened, which includes Steve and so many more, you'll get about 100 talks. And the phone number, again, 631-632-6901. The pledge level on that is $150, which is a steal. 100 DVDs. Yeah, think about how many DVDs 100 DVDs is. And, well, that's not hard to think about that, is it? It's 100 DVDs, but it's a lot of time and a lot of education, a lot of interesting things to experience. All right, so that's those are the pledge levels, 75, 150, and the phone number is 631-632-6901, and we're out of time. Time for me to walk away. I'm going to do so quietly, and Finn is going to walk in. And we'll see you again next week, I guess. Right, Finn?
That's right.
Do you want to thank somebody?
Oh, yeah, thank you to the gentleman in Mastic who just gave us a call. Thanks so much.
Oh, I called the
very generous pledge.
From out east as well. Wow.